Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay 24 ng Hunyo at isang linggo na lang, Hulyo na naman, another month. Siyempre pa po, medyo umuulan. Hindi magandang gaano ang panahon, pero maganda pa rin dahil mayroon po tayong mga magagandang bisita at nandito dumating ang isa pang magandang kasing ganda ko. Oh, may gwapo pala. Hindi nga lang pala maganda. Mayroon po tayong gwapong bisita. Ayan. Siyempre pa po, maraming inihanda si Manang Trini para sa inyo. Mga magagandang awitin at ang ating pong bisitang gwapo ngayong hapong ito ay magsishare sa atin ng kanyang puso. Meron po siyang sinulat na isang libro na punong-puno po yan ng mga magagandang tula. tula kong sa Tagalog, pero English po yan, eh, marunong naman tayo mag-English. So, maiintindihan po natin yan. As they say, poetry is how you interpret it. Kahit na hindi natin maintindihan at first reading kung iba, kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng poetry, sa pangalawang reading, sigurado makukuha natin ang gusto niya sabihin. And siyempre pa po, ang bisita natin ngayong hapon ay Pilipino at gwapo. Medyo matagal-tagal na po siya dito sa New Zealand. Mga 4 na taon na. And umpisa po nang dumating yan dito, talagang maraming kontribusyon yan, hindi lamang sa pagiging Pilipino, kung hindi, ganun din sa kung papano mag-adjust ang Pilipino sa bagong mundo na kanyang kinasasaniban. At marami pa pong mga katangian ng Pinoy na ito. Pababatiin po muna natin. Pero sandali po lamang, at ang ating magandang kasama ay nandito na. Manang Trini, magandang hapon.
Mayong hapon ganin yung tanan. O, pasensya na late ko gamay. But anyway, salamat kaayo sa inyong kanunay nga pagsuporta sa atong kada semana nga programa sa radyo. Of course, this is Manang Trini. And if you want to join in to our program this afternoon, yun po, tawag lang kayo sa 09-815-8100. Sabi nga ni Tita Verge, may mga bisita po tayo ngayong hapon na ito at mga magagandang dilag at saka gwapong binata pa ba? Wala, Lina. Binat na. Ayan. Okay, yan po. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, this afternoon. Ayan. Ano bang meron tayo ngayon, Tita Verge? Mag-greet muna sila sa mga listeners natin.
Muna natin sila.
Ayan.
Magandang hapon, Larry.
Magandang hapon po, Tita Vergie.
At Manang Trini.
At Manang Trini. Thank you so much for inviting me and also for giving me this opportunity to share about my poetry book, to share about my passion, and to share about, you know, something a little bit private and personal with me. So, maayong hapon sa inyong tanan. Maray na...
Banggi?
Na banggi.
Banggi na medyo madigil yan?
Na eh. Bicol. Bicol.
Bicol.
Tita Virgis.
Yes. Okay. I need to learn.
Ayan. At siyempre po, ang isang maganda. Magandang hapon, Ann. Bumati ka sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat.
Ann, ikaw ba ay Tagalog o Bisaya o Bicol o...
Tagalog at Ilocano po.
Ayan.
Bumati ka sa Ilocano. Sa Ilocano. Sa ko, Bisaya eh.
Naimbag nga malamyo ako.
Malamyo ay hapon.
Oh.
Dahil naimbag na nga rabi ay gabi. Okay. Ano? Oh. Ako din sinabi ko banggi, which is gabi, kasi medyo madilim na eh.
Yan. Oh, cool. Talagang ayan naman.
Ang programa pong ito ng Samut Sari ay niyahatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, Western Union Money Transfer, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wilson West New Zealand Limited, and ISM New Zealand Limited. Siyempre pa po, meron munang isang magandang awitin na ihahatid sa atin si Manang Trini.
Yes, I think we need some cheering up. So medyo, you know, upbeat naman ito. Si ano, si Vong Navarro, mm-hmm. Totoy Bibo, Bibong Bibo mm-hmm. tayo. Huh? Mm-hmm. Ayan.
Bibong bibong gumalaw, galing kong sumayaw, bibong bibong gumalaw, galing kong sumayaw, bibong bibong gumalaw.
Ayan, si Totoy Bibo po yan. Kaya bibong-bibo na kami ngayon dito. Nawala na yung ginaw namin. Ayan. At katulad po ng nabanggit namin nung nakaraang linggo, wherein Independence Day po ang ating theme last Sunday. And kung maalala ninyo, nandito po ang ating ginagalang o kagalang-galang na Ambassador Gary Domingo at nag-share din siya ng kanyang mga plano para sa Pilipino dito sa New Zealand at kung ano pang mga magagandang balita tungkol naman sa mga Pilipinong hindi pa permanente dito but nandito at nag-aaral or naghahanap ng trabaho. Ayan. And siyempre pa po, meron tayong mga, may binasa tayong tula last Sunday, pero in English. At yun ay tungkol kay Gat Jose Rizal.
Yes. Yan. Was a conversation with
Conversations Rizal, with Dr. Rizal. Also, penned by the exchequer of Rizal, Knights of Rizal, no other than Sir Roy Bukiron.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. At yes, ngayon po namang hapon, ipapakilala po muna namin muli sa inyo kung sino itong ating bisita dahil siya naman po ay may babasahing sarili niyang tula in Tagalog. And yes, it is entitled Malaya, meaning free.
Free, yes.
Tingnan nga natin kung lahat tayo classified as free, yes, being Filipinos, or medyo free lamang, or talagang free na free, o free to. Ayan.
Oh, to be free.
To be free.
Ayan. Oh, sige.
Ayan. Paunang salita lamang po, eto po si Larry. Ito nga, meron siyang ginawang isang libro. And napakaganda po nito. Ang title po niyan ay Crumbs from the Heart. Ibig sabihin yung mga mumu na galing sa puso. Crumbs, di ba? Pag kumain ka ng tinapay,
yes,
may nalalaglag.
Yes, yes.
O kahit yung kumain ka ng kanin, may nalalaglag na mga butil-butil. Yes. Crumbs ang tawag doon.
Yes. Bakit crumbs?
Malalaman natin.
Malalaman natin yan. Yes. Yan. Okay. Sasagutin ni Larry yan.
Sa roon, bukod pa sa pagiging poet nito, ito'y nagpe-paint ng ang medium niya o ang ginagamit niya, hindi pintura, kung hindi kafe. Ay, let's say asukar i kafe.
Like coffee? liquid yeah, coffee?
Oh, coffee
or grain coffee?
Liquid coffee.
So barista ka rin?
Hindi po. Taga-inom lang ng coffee.
But you can do painting.
Yeah, I can do painting. I can spill the coffee and then paint.
And then paint.
And palagay ko, ang duda ko, dahil seminarista dati yan eh. Palagay ko yung grasya yung binigay sa kanya ng Panginoon.
Yes.
Ala, kung hindi ka magtutuloy magpari, sige, magpintura ka. Gamitin mo kapi.
That's very good. Very talented.
Ayan. So basahin mo muna ang Malaya.
Okay, so itong tulang ito, binasa na rin ito nung Independence Day
Independence
ni Sir
Day.
Nonoy dahil nasa Wellington ako.
Yes.
So, Hamilton pala, hindi Wellington.
Hamilton, yes.
So, ngayon babasahin kung pamagat ng tulang ito ay malaya. So, ang tulang ito ay pwedeng kalayaan natin bilang tao, pwedeng kalayaan natin sa mga nananakop sa bayan. Depende po kung ano yung...
How do you take it?
Yeah, how do you take it? Okay. Malaya. Nakakulong, nakagapos, nakapiring, naghihikahos. Pilit tumatakas sa kasalukuyang nakatali sa nakaraan at hinaharap. Umaalab, umuusbong. Pilit kumakawala, nagsusumigaw, subalit na natiling isang mumunting tinig na nakabalot sa kawalan. Hanggang saan? Hanggang kailan? Hahayaan na lamang bang manatiling anino sa sariling karimlan? Kalayaan? Matagal ka ng malaya. Malaya ka noon pa man. Malayang magpahayag. Malayang lumaban. Malayang yakaping muli ang sarili. Malayang magmahal. Palayain ang puso. Palayain ang pag-iisip sa puot at galit, sa takot, sa agam-agam na ang kasalukuyan mo ay nakasalalay sa pangyayari, sa pagbabago, sa kanya, sa kanila. Malaya ka. Ito ay nakapaloob sa iyong desisyong maging malaya. Palayain ang sarili, palayain ang bayan.
Ayan, galing. Anong agam-agam nga? Doubts?
Yeah,
doubts.
Ang
lalim, ano?
No, yun na nga, agam. Eh, you gotta be like that, no? Pupuit ka, di ba? Oh, talaga, ang galing, ang galing. And that is so true, you know? You have to be free, really. You are free anyways. You don't have to be free because you're really free. But, you know, sometimes ang mga emotions natin, we are still parang trap pa rin tayo.
Inaalipin tayo ng ating mga emotions.
Trap talaga tayo dun.
Kasi akala natin minsan yung ibang tao, yung mga pangyayari or the
sila
outside forces are the ones that control us, but
yes,
it's more on us, you know, trying to cling to the, you know, to the past or to what happened to us.
Yeah, and I always tell people, you got a choice, freedom of choice. Choice,
yes.
My choice talaga ng tao. So don't tell me na yun dahil dito, dahil dyan. No. You have the choice. Honestly.
Ako, dapat alisin ang agam-agam. Agaw-agaw na lang.
That is so cool. Alright, so dahil dyan, ito na po ang specials ng Planet Earth Travel sa atin. Sinong mauuna? Meron ka dyan, Larry? Babasahin, tutulungan tayo ni Larry ngayong hapon.
Pamasahin yan.
Ayan.
Okay, so Planet Travel Special 1. Qantas Balikbayan Fare to Manila return from... $859. Departures, low season travel until 15 November 2018 and 16 January 14 November 2019. Return economy class airfare valid for 12 months from Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch, inclusive of fuel taxes and applicable airport departure taxes. Weekends or surcharges apply for the outbound flight at $25 per person. Fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kilogram check-in baggage, and 7 kilogram hand carry. Ticketing within 48 hours of confirmation. Charges: a change fee of New Zealand, $200 applies for changes made before departure. The refund, if any, will be the difference between the fare paid and applicable fare for the journey completed, less than $500 fee on changes made after departure. On cancellation and refund, a cancellation fee of $500 applies before departure, no refund value after departure. No-show, a no-show fee of $600 applies. Stopover, one stopover permitted in each direction at New Zealand for $100 per person. Child and infant fare, accompanied child 2 to 11 years, is 75% of the adult fare, plus applicable taxes. Infant without a seat under 2 years is 10% of the adult fare, plus applicable taxes. Pricing is strictly subject to seat availability, particularly on school holidays. Fare are limited seats available, especially on November 2018. Book early to avoid disappointment. Please note, that we can only book up to 12 months in advance. Dates for late 2019 are not yet available. Book now through our online booking form. Email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call us on 0800-111-3131 during business hours Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Ayan, ang ganda. Ano yan siya? Qantas?
Oo, Qantas.
Qantas, ayan. Ito naman po ay Cathay Pacific Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu, Clark Field. Ayan, return na po ito. So, there's three added cities ito. Ang kaya lang po, magmadali na kayo because this one here ends on the 28th of June. Ano na ngayon? 24th? Mm-hmm. So, there's about...
Four days.
Mm-hmm. But that means it's only really 2 days kasi, di ba, oh... Ano na yan? 24. Oh, yeah. 4 days. Duh. Okay. Sorry. Ayan. Departure po nito. Departures. Last day to depart New Zealand is by the 7th of December. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. Ang routing po nito is Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, then Cebu or Clarkfield, and vice versa. This is a return economy class airfare, which is valid for 3 months. Inclusive na po ito of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes, minimal travel agent booking, and service fees. Pricing is subject to availability, particularly during school holiday periods. Fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kilos check-in baggage, and 7 kilos hand carry. Ticketing is within 24 hours of confirmation. Now, a change fee of $200 applies for changes made before or after departure. If you want to cancel, there is a fee of $500 prior to departure or no refund value after departure. And if hindi po kayo sisipot, you will be charged $500. Yan.
Oo, nalugi ka na.
Nalugi ka na nga. Wala ka na.
May refund.
May charge ka pa. Yeah. And stopovers are permitted in one direction only. Hong Kong taxes to be collected. Sabi nga ni Larry kanina, child and infant fare is must be accompanied with an adult, 2 to 11 years is 75% of the adult fare, plus applicable taxes. Infant without a seat, under 2 years, is 10% of the adult fare, plus applicable taxes. Ayun, you can actually book through Planet Travel online booking form, or you can email them at reservations@planettravel.co.nz or call them on 0800-111-31. During business hours lang po yan, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5:30 p.m. Ayan ang specials nila.
Pero kailangan sabihin natin, tanggalin na nila yung tungkol sa may sentence about the infant.
So, yeah.
Dapat accompanied by an adult. Eh, hindi naman talaga pwede lumipad yung baby na below 2 years old na mag-isa. Ano, gagapang yung papunta.
Ang child yun, pamasahin, no? Child accompanied with adult.
Oh. Eh, wala pang
to 11.
Upuan. Walang upuan. 10% yung bayad. Walang upuan. Ano, doon siya sa ano? sa alleyway.
Kalungin siya ng pilot. Ayan. So, ayan na po ang specials ng Planet Travel. And on that note, ito po ang ating local news. Mm-hmm. You probably heard of this already, but anyway, we will cover this afternoon. Jacinda Ardern, Clark mm-hmm. Gayford, ready to leave Auckland Hospital, already left actually, mm-hmm. and return home with baby. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and her partner Gayford have called their new daughter, anong pangalan?
Hindi ko pa.
No. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay. T-Aroha.
Yes.
Aroha meaning love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko pa sa asawa ko nung the other day, sabi ko, I bet you there is Aroha on that name. Mm-hmm. And I was actually right. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Kasi because you feel
Aroha.
That she is
yeah.
like mm-hmm. that. You know?
Aroha.
Yeah. She's
Aroha.
Very, yeah, anyway.
Very warm.
Yeah, very warm. Mm-hmm. So, Neve Te Aroha Ardern Gayford is the name of their baby. The couple spoke to reporters with Ardern holding her daughter, who was wearing a green woolen hat. Ardern said she was doing well but is sleep deprived. Every mm-hmm. mother is sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. She thanked hospital staff for her care. The name Neve means bright or radiant, mm-hmm. Ardern explained. We choose Neve because we just liked it. And when we met her, we thought she looked like she suited the name. Mm-hmm. It means bright and radiant and snow.
which seem like a good combination for Matariki and for solstice. Te Aroha is our way of reflecting the amount of love this baby has been shown even before she arrived. It also the place where all my family are from, and I grew up under that mountain. All right, that's great. Arden joked they'd gone for simplicity with the name because Clark with an E has caused all sorts of problems, and Jacinda with a D. Gayford said the birth was all a bit of a blur, but for both of us. However, he would not forget the look on Jacinda's face when she arrived. The first time she held her baby was special. Gayford said she looked stunned and very, very happy. And that's our local news. Ayan, congratulations,
congratulations
Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah.
Very
Prime
nice.
Minister Jacinda.
Yes, ayan. Now, speaking of, magmumusika muna tayo, Tita Verge, or shall we do Buhay Pinoy, which is seven things that we should be proud of as Filipinos.
Okay.
Yeah, shall we cover this? Okay, ngayon kasi this is still in reflection of the Independence Day.
And also, we are celebrating the 156th birthday of Dr. Jose
Dr.
Rizal.
Dr. Jose Rizal, yes. Ngayong araw ng kalayaan, which was last week, of course, this is actually in June 11, masarap ipagmalaki ang pagiging itong ang article na to.
Okay.
Ang pagiging Pinoy natin, bukod sa mga napakagandang mga isla at walang katulad na Filipino hospitality, may ilan pang mga bagay na proudly Filipino. Ayan. Husay Pinoy. Ayan. We have to be proud of that. Marami mga Pilipino ang nagpapakitang gila sa industriya ng arts. Ayan. Yeah. Si Larry. Ayan. Living proof yan.
Dalawang klase yan.
Yeah. Design at
writing and painting.
Design at business. Pinoy ang ilan sa mga pinagkakatiwalaang designers at game developers. Hindi lang dito sa Pilipinas, kundi sa buong mundo. Oh, diba? Hindi lang tayo sikat sa computer games. Tayo pa ang gumagawa ng games. Sa business naman, kinikilala sa buong mundo ang mga social entrepreneurs ng Pilipinas. Tulad na lang ni 2015 Forbes 30 Under 30 Riz Fernandez Ruiz ng Rags to Riches. I don't know that one. Anyway, sa larangan naman ng pelikula, nakapasok muli kamakailan ang prestigyosong Cannes Film Festival. Ang pelikula ng batikang direktor na si Brillante Mendoza na minsan nang nagwagi bilang kauna-unahan at tanging Pinoy na Best Director Award sa nasabing film festival. Ayan. Produktong Pinoy, The Philippine Coco. Ang isa sa mga pinagkakatiwalaang source para sa paggawa ng tsokolate ng ilang mga dayuhang kumpanya. Isang patunay na ang coco ng Pilipinas ay world class. Ang Malagos 100% premium unsweetened chocolate ay nakakuha ng Bronze Award sa Academy of Chocolate Awards sa London ngayong taon. How about that? Ang Pilipinas din ang tinaguriang largest producer ng coconut sa buong mundo. Talagang nakaka-proud ang produkto ng Pinas. Ayan. So, Tita Verge, you can read through number three for us.
Ito po, Buhay Pinoy. Isa ang Pilipinas sa may pinakamalaking growth sa ASEAN sa aspeto ng ekonomiya, dahil na rin siguro sa mga Pilipinong patuloy na nagnanais makaangat sa buhay. Magaling makisama, natural na matulungin at maasikaso sa kapwa. Ilan lamang yan sa mga katangian ang palaging inuugnay sa mga Pilipino. Pansinin na lang ang mga Filipino community sa ibang bansa. Hindi magkakakilala pero nagsasama-sama. Ang Pilipinas din ang isa sa mga pinakamataas na gender equality index ayon sa World Economic Forum report. Kaya naman, isa sa mga probinsya sa Pilipinas ang napabilang sa listahan ng Forbes Top 10 Best Places to Retire in the World. Dumaguete ang nakakuha ng number 5 na slot.
Dumaguete sa Negros yan.
Negros.
Oriental.
Oriental.
Yes. 5 hours from me.
Occidental para Bacolod. Ikaw ang ika-apat.
Ika-apat ang sayang Pinoy.
Ang saya talaga.
Saya-saya. Napansin nyo ba na ang nagkalat ng mga hugot na memes sa social media? mm-hmm. ay ang mga viral video ng mga nakakatawang dub smash o trending dance craze. Kahit maliit na bagay ay kayang pagmulan ng kasiyahan basta may Pilipino sa usapan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ang mga Pinoy ay natural na masiyahin.
Totoo yan.
Kayang ngitian ang mga anumang problemang pinagdadaanan. At dahil dyan, ang Pilipinas ay nakakuha ng mataas na happiness index ayon sa pag-aaral ng Gallup's Positive Experience Index. Ngayong 2015 ay nasa rank 5 ang Pilipinas sa pinakamasayang bansa sa buong mundo.
Yes. Wow.
Next is Biyahing Pinoy, ang ikalima. Mm-hmm. Ang Pilipinas ay binubuo ng mga isla, kaya kahit sa ang sulok ka magpunta ay may magandang beach o view na pwedeng ma-enjoy. Mm-hmm. Sikat ang Pilipinas bilang sa isa sa mga destinasyon sa Asia na talagang dinarayo para sa magagandang tanawin o unique experience.
Yes.
Pero bukod dito, isa sa mga pwede natin ipagmalaki ang naimbentong Aurelio Supercar ng isang grupo ng kabataan sa San Pedro, Laguna.
Oh, ano yan?
Hindi ko pa alam.
Hindi ko rin ito
na car, okay. I-google natin yan.
Hindi man ito klase, hindi man ito kasing level ng Ferrari, pero isang naiisin mong mag-road trip sa magagandang isla sa bansa. Mas may dating kung ito ang kotseng iyong dadalhin.
Ay, wow. Sige nga, bibili ako ng isa.
I-google natin
ito. I-google natin.
A real car, ha? Huh? Okay.
Mm-mm. At ang ika-anim, ang pwersang Pinoy. Sino ba ang makakalimot sa EDSA People Power Revolution of 1986? Mm-hmm. Isa ito sa pinaka-influential na pangyayari sa ating kasaysayan. Dito nagsama-sama ang mga Pilipino para sa iisang layunin, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. ang makamit ang demokrasya mm-hmm. sa Pilipinas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ang pwersang Pinoy ay di lang nagtapos noong 1986. Ilang people power ang sumunod dito at kahit sa modernong panahon ngayon, palagi pa rin nating ipinapakita ang spirit ng peaceful revolution.
Yes. Oo, totoo.
At isa sa magandang halimbawa ang pagsama-sama ng mga kabataang Pinoy sa panahon ng kalamidad o kahit sa simpleng pagtulong sa bayan. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hindi man ito bagong konsepto pero isa ito sa palagi natin dapat alalahanin at talagang nakaka-proud as Pinoy.
Yes.
Ang galing. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Napaka-productive. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At talagang ang mga kabataan ngayon sobrang nagjo-join sa
yes,
mga
totoo yan.
Mga samahan. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Labang Pinoy. So, bahagi na ng buhay ng isang Pinoy ang sports. Sino ba naman ang hindi nakakakilala kay Manny Pacquiao?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Na kanyang pagkaisahin ang buong Pilipinas tuwing sasampa sa ring.
Yes.
Totoo. Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi lang siya ang atleta na dapat natin kilalanin. Maraming Pinoy ang nag-excel sa iba't ibang sports competition. Sa SEA Games na lang na kasalukuyang ginaganap sa Singapore, ilan na sa mga hindi gaanong kakilalang atleta ang nakakuha ng mga ginto.
Yes, wow. Totoo yan. We are very good sports people.
Galing-galing.
Yes, ayan. So, dapat
in that note, Manang Trini.
Yeah.
Gusto ko yatang magyabang.
Oo. Pag magyabang ka. Oh, it's a free world. Malaya ka.
Oh, it is a free world.
Sabi ni Larry, malaya tayo.
Oh, malaya tayo. Oh. Hindi ko lang kayang Tagalogin. Pero Englishin ko at
sige.
Si Larry ang mag-Tagalog.
Tagalog. Sige. Marunong yan siyang managalog.
Oh, marunong siya
Ilonggo
managalog.
Pwede.
Bicol din. Oh, Ilonggo. Sige.
Ilonggo yan. Oh, Ilonggo yan. Ayan, ikinararangal ko po na ibahagi sa inyong lahat na ang inyong Tita Verds ay nagkaroon ng award for 2018 bilang Senior New Zealander of the Year.
Wow.
And Local Hero of the Year 2018.
Yay! Wow.
Hindi ko po yan sinasabi dati dahil baka isipin ng mga hindi nakakaunawa eh gawa-gawa mo lang yan. meron po akong certificate.
Yeah.
And that was signed by ex Prime Minister James Bolger noong how many years ago.
Yes.
Taon-taon po ito. I think it's 3 years already na mayroon ng New Zealander of the Year Awards.
Mm. Yes.
Ang sponsors po niyan ay MetLife and Kiwi Bank.
Oh, okay.
Oo. This time, sa Cordis Hotel ata ginawa nitong July. Mm. And unfortunately, hindi ko natanggap yung invitation, so hindi ako nakarating. Pero pinadala pa rin nila sa akin certificate. Yung
yes.
certificate.
Yes.
Yun po ay ang nag-nominate sa akin ay hindi lamang iisa, may mga Kiwi at mayroon ding Pilipino.
Mm, mm, mm.
Ay, hindi ko nasasabihin dahil baka
yes.
Oh.
Wag mo lang sabihin yung pangalan ko, tita.
Dahil po ang isa po doon ay dahil isa ako sa instrumento kung bakit tayo nagkaroon ng Rizal Reserve. Mm. Yun ang isang aspect noon.
Yes.
And pinagmamalaki ko rin po 'yan na talaga naman totoong kahit ang ambassador noon at the time ang late Ambassador Alicia Ramos yung number 2 din na consul sa Wellington, sinabi nila na talagang indefatigable daw ako dahil I did it on my own.
Yes.
So nakakuha po tayo na ang ibig ko lang sabihin ng on my own ay yung establishment na ng Rizal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Ang may idea po kung bakit tayo nagkaroon ng Rizal Reserve ay si Ambassador Alicia Ramos noon. Mm-hmm. Dahil nga in time for our Independence Day centennial, humingi siya sana ng street to be named after Rizal. Mm-hmm. Ang nakuha natin ay Reserve. Dahil natsyempo ng ating Consul General noon, sumakabilang buhay na rin siya, si Consul General Graham Dab, ay isang councilor ng Avondale Community Board. Ang mayor noon, si Les Mills, ang sumagot kay Ambassador Alicia Ramos na titingnan daw sa local level kung saan makakakuha ng street. Nang nilakad ni Consul Dab, sabi ng Parks Committee nila, bakit hindi na lang
reserve?
Kasi mayroong magkakaroon ng bagong ano noon, bagong subdivision doon sa area nila.
Yes.
So yun ang inexplore ni Consul Dab, and nakasama na po ako sa pag-explore noon dahil kontrata ko noon ang Auckland Council, kami ng aking asawa. So alam ko na pag mayroong isang subdivision na gagawin,
Mayor,
obligado ang may-ari na mag-donate ng isang portion kahit maliit lang sa council. Mm. Yun ang sinunggaban natin.
Yeah.
Kaya po nagkaroon tayo ng Rizal Reserve.
Yes.
8 kilometers lang yan, maiksi, pero malapad din mula sa waterline hanggang hindi ko lang matandaan kung
ang mahalaga, tita, naka-reserve.
Oh, yes, naka-reserve
sa Pilipino. Pero is the Corregidor Street
Corregidor
ba yun?
Place.
Is that just a coincidence?
No. We worked on that.
So we actually got that. Uh-oh. Okay.
Ang promotor pa rin niya na yung ating Consul General Graham Dab.
Yes.
Kasi ang may mga return services association dito na yung mga taong yun ay mga soldado ng araw
and
lumaban sila with the Australians sa Pilipinas to protect the Philippines. And nakarating sila sa Corregidor Place, yung Bataan. Lumaban sila doon. Mm-hmm. Kaya yun ang naging pangalan, Corregidor Place.
Mm. Diba yun man yun ang tinatawag nila na para bang fort ba sa Philippines na magpagpasok ng mga, is that Japanese ba yun before?
Yes.
Yeah, yun ang battle, yun ang nagbibase sa mga allies.
Bataan March mayroon. Yata yun.
Aling
laban sa Corregidor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually thought it's really this. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko, it's too much of a coincidence if it is.
Talagang sinadya natin
yan. Okay, good.
Yeah. And nadagdagan pa po yun, ako naman yun ang naglakad sa council na magkaroon ng yung isang lote instead na ipagbili nung may-ari ng subdivision, which is Wingate. Wingate subdivision yun. Binili ng council para idagdag sa reserve. Ngayon. Kaya malaki yung harap na yun.
Good. So hindi na yan talaga, wala nang makakapagtayo ng bahay dyan. Yan talaga is a reserve na yan siya. Okay, cool.
Kasi mas malaki ngayon.
Yes.
Yan ang titingnan natin na kung anong magagawa natin dyan na hindi lang sa Pilipino yan. Sa bansa pa rin. Pero the fact na nakapangalan sa atin ang reserve and tayo naman ang naglakad para nagkaroon noon.
Yes.
Siyempre, kahit papano, meron din tayong privileges.
Yes, yeah. Of course, mm-hmm. yeah. And we have to be proud of that, yeah. for sure. Mm-hmm. Ayan, talaga. And
so, ngayon po, pababasahin uli natin si Larry ng isa pang tula, kahit yes. na in English, na malapit dito sa ganitong katangian ng Pinoy.
Yes. Yung matigas ulo, mandiyan ba yan?
Oh. Hindi naman.
Hindi ba?
Medyo malambot na ulo.
Malambot na puso.
Mm-hmm. Ano yan? Parang pagiging resilient ba dito?
Oo.
Yes.
Oo. Yan.
Okay. Medyo makabagbag damdamin po itong tula na ito.
Uy. Get your tissues ready, you reckon?
Yeah, para sa mga taong nagmahal, mga taong nasaktan, at mga taong gustong mag-move on.
Oh.
Gustong
masaktan.
Pwede rin.
Oo, gustong masaktan ulit. Yeah.
So, ang pamagat po ng tulang ito is, it is not over.
No. Okay. Until the fat lady sings, okay.
Okay. It is not over. She said, the war is over. You've lost the battle. You are a fallen warrior. You are a beaten soldier. It is over. I answered, the war isn't over yet. The battle has just begun. Yes, I may have lost you. I could not win you back. But I am fighting a new war, my own battle. I am fighting not to win you back. I am fighting to find my lost self. I am no longer fighting for your love. I am fighting to love myself. It is not over until I say it is over.
Yeah. Oh, nga naman.
Yeah, take that.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
You take that. That's good. I like
akala
that.
Mo ikaw lang? Yeah. Ako rin.
Kasi I like
at
that.
The end of the day, ngayon, kagaya ng sabi ko nga, it's always our decision. Sabi mo,
for sure.
We always have the choice. Yeah. We always have the choice.
Yes.
Kumbaga, it's part of life that's, you know, we lost some people.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we have to make a decision what we yes. have to do with ourselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sabi nila, kung nawawala sa'yo, hindi para sa'yo. Alam mo kasi, mayroong pang mas maganda pang nag-aantay sa'yo. Ibibigay sa'yo. Sa totoo lang. Mm-hmm. Okay, optimistic tayo dyan.
At sabi nga, ang ibon daw, kulungin mo man.
May layang lumipad.
Lalabas.
Yes.
Oo.
Okay.
Parang
yes.
oh, may layang lumipad. Oo. Kulungin mo at ibon mang may layang lumipad. Kulungin mo at umiiyak.
Oh, yeah. Ah, true that. True.
And
true.
Kung talagang sa iyo, babalik at
babalik
sa iyo.
Totoo yan. Kahit saan pa kayo makarating sa mundo, babalik sa iyo yan.
Pero, kaso,
kung ayaw mo na
halimbawa,
bumalik.
Ay, umalis ka na eh. Ay, hindi ka na pwedeng bumalik. Ayaw ko na sa'yo.
No more chances. Yeah. Wala
no
bang
more,
second
no
chances?
Second chances.
So, hindi para John Lloyd at sa Alonso.
Hindi.
Now, shall we go to our Philippine news?
Okay. Some jobs too risky for women, says Duterte. There are simply government jobs that are not made for women. This was one of the explanations of President Rodrigo Duterte on why he preferred to tap men over women for assignments that could involve risks. In a speech in Davao City on Friday, the president said women were better suited for some jobs that might not be as risky. I don't like women. I prefer men because I have many orders, the president said. Suddenly, I would just tell you, you go to Marawi because nobody is supervising there. Can you make a woman do that and put her in harm's way? He said. But he pointed out he had appointed women to important agencies in the government, like the Department of Tourism. Tourism for women. It was an in apparent reference to his decision to appoint his close friend, Bernadette Romulo Puyat, as tourism secretary in May. I'm used to men, but there are positions such as tourism that are better suited for women, the president said. Last month, the president claimed that although he believed in the competence of women, some jobs were not appropriate for them. He said men were used to fights and women were more prim and proper and could not handle the stress of threats and intimidation. Earlier this week, however, the president appointed several women in the judiciary. Panabo Judge Dorothy Montejo Gonzaga and Cavite Judge Emily Aliño Gelus to the Court of Appeals and Caloocan City Judge Georgina Dumpit Hidalgo to the Sandigan Bayan. He said women who called him a misogynist were those suffering from folic syndrome. You know what their sickness is? It's folic syndrome, the president said. Those things, they connect it immediately to that because they haven't gotten some in a long time. They're ugly. How can you get excited by them?
Yeah, me.
Okay, ito naman po ang ating pangalawang balita. DTI finds prices hikes of few centavos. The Department of Trade and Industry found 85 products costing above the suggested retail price, SRP, ranged nationwide, but the excess was only by a few centavos. The DTI made results of its price monitoring public as it increased the number of establishments that are being watched to 1,100 stores nationwide. These were considered minor violations, the DTI said in a statement on Friday. The DTI said it had issued letters of inquiry, LOIs, to groceries and supermarkets to find out if the price increases were only in some stores or if the products became more expensive in all stores. But the DTI said prices of 77 of the 85 products had already returned to the SRP range. Sellers of the products that still cost in excess of SRP would be apprehended, the DTI said. Trade Secretary Ramon Lopez, in a statement, said that since the implementation of the Tax Reform for Acceleration and Inclusion, or TRAIN Act, there had been no charges filed against manufacturers or sellers because the firms have immediately adjusted their prices to SRP after the DTI issued LOIs to them. Quick compliance. These supermarkets and grocery stores have been compliant after receiving an LOI, Lopez added. The DTI said price monitoring was intensified following the directive of President Duterte to ensure that prices of basic necessities and prime commodities were within the SRP range. Monitoring teams now cover at least 120 firms a day, the DTI said. The department warned that an administrative fine of up to 1 million awaited companies found manipulating prices and engaged in profiteering. Criminal charges also await them, the DTI said. The department said prices had remained stable despite cases of prices exceeding SRP by a few centavos. Lopez said prices from June 11 to 15 this year had been compared to those in November last year. Out of 101 units in stock of basic necessities like canned sardines, milk, coffee, detergent bars, bread, instant noodles, and bottled water, only four items showed minimal price increase of 1 to 7%, Lopez said. Prices of other products like canned meat, condiments, bath soap, and batteries increased by 1 to 8%. The price increase was prevalent in canned meat because of the increase in costs of tin plates worldwide, said Lopez.
Yeah, oh, that's good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There's a monitoring for those kind of things. I didn't realize that. Dapat lang, no?
Dapat lang.
Dapat lang talaga. Mm-hmm. Ayan, and that was our Samutsari Philippine News. Ayan. Now, parang public service ba, Tita Virgil?
Meron tayong public community service. Ayan. BSP, there's no 10,000 peso note.
Sa atin, yes.
One recent post on its Facebook page explained the various manifestations of the ghostly apparitions of the white lady. Before this was a post about the first restaurant in the world that served human flesh, Oh my God. Then another had pictures showing the two sides of what was purportedly the new 10,000 peso bill that was released by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas. All three are examples of fake news items on the Facebook page called Filipino Secret Files, an entertainment site that has over 126,000 followers. But the BSP debunked the item on the new 10,000 peso bill that has been shared on Facebook over 62,000 times as of Saturday evening. In a statement, the BSP or Banco Central ng Pilipinas said its new generation currency banknote series currently in circulation was made up only of six denominations, the 1,000, 500, 200, 100, 50, and 20 peso banknotes. Ayan. So, ang pinakamataas po ay 1,000 pesos.
So, walang 10,000.
Walang 10,000.
Sinong nagdagdag ng zero dyan?
Ayan. The BSP has not produced and has not issued a 10,000 peso na new generation currency banknote. It said a day after the fake news post went viral. Talaga ang mga Pinoy ano, isang galing pa din ang Pinoy yan.
Galing magdagdag.
Magaling magdagdag.
Galing magdagdag.
Ayan. Ayan, siyempre pa po binabati namin ang lahat ng nagse-celebrate ng kanilang mga kaarawan ngayong araw na ito. Nag-celebrate kahapon, magse-celebrate bukas at sa mga darating pang araw. At kung ano pa man ang inyong pinagkakasayahan o pinagkakasiyahan, binabati po namin kayo.
Ayan. And of course, happy birthdays to all my friends celebrating their birthdays. Ima Dolino and Adija Campos. And to Tyrone Tranquilino, kahapon. Ah, and of course, to my Kuya Tyrone. John Aporado. Tyrone, happy birthday. And tomorrow, of course, my cousin Glinda, happy birthday. And to everyone nga that celebrating their something special today, congratulations and enjoy your special day. And of course, thank you sa ating mga bisita, si Larry at saka si Ann.
Salamat.
Sa pagpunta dito and sharing your talent with us, Larry. It's really, really good. By the way, is your book available?
Yeah, that's what we... Yeah. Go ahead.
So
yeah.
The book is available now, but it's still with me. So you can order your copy through me. So through my mobile number 022-1754521, or you can email me at larry.abreno@gmail.com. And also my coffee paintings. So I have there's a cafe in East Auckland, so in Half Moon Bay, it's called Cinnamon Cafe.
Nice.
So most of my coffee paintings are there, and some of my poetry. So if you
Cinnamon
want to
cafe.
See, yeah, Cinnamon Cafe in there, Aratay. So come and visit.
Yes.
Mm. Sabihin mo muna kung magkano yung libro.
The book napaka is just $15. So the reason behind why it's $15, because I want so many people to get a copy, read it. You know, and if it could make a difference in their lives,
yes,
that's better.
Yes, nice. Mm-hmm. May dala ka ngayon?
Marami akong dala.
Ngayon na. Okay, that's good. We should you give me one because I like that. It's cool. Yeah. Ayan po at
intay muna yung iyong coffee paintings. Ano ang range?
The range of my coffee paintings, yung pinakamaliliit, so it ranges from like, you know, $40. Mm-hmm. Yung size ng, is it A5?
Oo.
Yeah, A5. Mm-hmm. And then yung size naman ng A4, between 80 to 120. But it depends kung anong klase yung mga
yung
pinapagawa
painting.
Or kung nagawa na.
Mm-hmm.
And yung mga malalaki, mga life size, more than 1,000. Kasi some people are asking for a commissioned one.
Yeah.
So it's ready. So it all depends how complicated and kung gaano kalaki.
Yes, that'll be interesting.
Tita, anong brand ng kape yung ginagamit mo?
Palagi ko sinasabi dahil Filipino ako. Ito yung barako, pero mo Nescafe. Kasi
Nescafe,
sabi nga nila, Nescafe Classic, the classic taste the world enjoys.
Yes.
But I do use also local coffee here in New Zealand kasi ginagawa ko minsan, I just go to the cafe. I ordered short black, and then I use the coffee for...
Yeah. So, kalimbawa ako magpa-commission sa'yo, pwede kong i-demand na Barako coffee ang gamitin
yes,
mo?
Yes, tita. You know, yeah, of course. As always, you know, the client has always the right. And, you know, they can suggest what they want, kung anong gusto nilang coffee na gagamitin.
Yes.
And, yan, kung sino yung mga coffee shop and they want to sponsor, No. I can use their coffee. Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Have you approached Starbucks for that?
Not yet.
Not yet. That's so cool. Yeah. That's very, very good.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
The first time na nakarinig ako na talagang cafe ang ginagamit.
Do you drink the coffee?
Alam ko na that you are doing that before.
Yeah, I love drinking coffee. You know,
so you drink the coffee as well?
Yeah.
Or do you really have to mix it before you paint it?
I have to mix it before I paint. But I can also, it depends upon, you know, I can have some granules of coffee and then, you know, put some water in it and then
paint. You paint. So, depende sa, I suppose, sa strength ng texture or something.
Because some coffee, yun niya, kaya mas prefer ko yung Nescafe kasi medyo mas darker. Mm-hmm. Mas yung strength niya. Mm-hmm. Unlike yung Mukona. So, yung Mukona medyo lighter ng konti. Lighter. So, pag gusto ko na medyo lighter, so I use Mukona. Mm-hmm. Medyo yellowish and brownish siya. Mm-hmm. Unlike Nescafe is more and darker.
Yes. Oh, there you go. Interesting.
And anong material?
Canvas?
Mga cartoon, papel, canvas?
I usually use watercolor paper and acrylic paper. Mm-hmm. Usually around 300 GSM and up para medyo mas makapal. But I also use canvas and wood. So I tried differently and I use brush and sometimes I use palette knife to have another texture.
Cool, that's good, huh? Right, that's very interesting. So yes, anong phone number mo ulit, Larry?
Yung phone number ko is 022-1754-521.
Yes.
So you can just message me to order the book or even for commissioned coffee paintings.
It will be a really good gift for somebody that loves coffee. That would be a really good gift for them, a painting that made from coffee. Ayan, malapit na po tayong magtatapos na naman, Tita Verge.
Kaya't kami po yung nagpapaalam na muli at nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samut Sari. Ito po si Tita Verge, magandang gabi po hanggang sa muli.
Okay, maraming salamat po ulit sa pag-imbita. This is Larry Obreño signing off.
Maraming salamat po sa inyo, Tita Virgie and
Manang Trini. Yes.
It's a pleasure po. Magandang gabi sa inyo lahat.
At mula po sa Linggo, mapapakinggan na po ninyo si Ann dahil isa na po siyang volunteer dito sa atin sa Samut.
Yes, ayan. Ayan. Manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan o sa kanunay nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini signing off saying, loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth. Bye for now. Until next week, ingat po kayong lahat. Magandang gabi.
Magandang gabi po.